Hello, my name is Jonathan Carruth. I am 19 years old. Today is December 2nd, a Wednesday, and I'm speaking to Janet Kahuch, which is my mom. And this interview is being recorded in Addison, Texas. And my mom is currently in Brazil, in the state of, in the city of Natal. So for the first question, Mom, tell me about the person who has been the kindest to you in your life.
The first thing that comes to my mind is a lady called Elise Dutra. She was a director of a school that I was working at when I was about to graduate as a teacher. And at the time, I was going to go through my graduation, and I didn't really have any money to buy a ring for my graduation. And this lady, she was the owner of the school and my boss at the time. And she gave me as a gift the ring that she received on her graduation, which was like 50 years prior to my graduation. And so that was the first thing that came to my mind.
All right. And can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was when I was baptized. I was in a camp on February the 22nd of 1977. And so a lot of my friends decided to get baptized. And I didn't really want to just do it because a lot of people are doing. But at the end of that day, I was really convicted that that was the right thing for me to do. And I just remember walking down a 40-minute walk down to a river, and it was a very cold water. And I just remember the feeling of getting out of that water and the certainty that I did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, and can you, like in contrast to your happiest memory, can you tell me about your most difficult memories?
I have a memory. I have three kids, so they are 4 years apart. And I remember that my second child, his name is Christopher, he was diagnosed with probably with his soft spot. He was born with his soft spot closed. And so he had to go through surgery. And I just remember he was three months old, and I had to give him to the doctor and to take him in for surgery that was supposed to be a 5-hour surgery, and it lasted 9 hours. And he had to have 45 stitches on his head. And I just remember waiting in the room for what seems to me at the time there was like an eternity, and not really sure what the results was going to be. And so I just remember this being one of my most vulnerable in a time that I really didn't know what to do.
And my soft spots, that was the bones in his skull was all connected, right?
Yeah,
yes. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
I always remember.
You'll always remember.
Yes, I am. I have a big family. My family has. I have 11 brothers and sisters, and so when we were little, my mother decided that the oldest kids would be like responsible for the one of the little kids. So I had a sister, her name is Vanetti, very close to my name, which is Janetti. And she was the one that my mom decided that she's gonna take care of me, like be responsible for me. She was 10 years older than me. And so throughout my whole life, my sister was very close. And even though I lived in America for a long time, and then I lived in the northeast of Brazil most of my life also, but my sister always managed to spend vacations with us, with my family and my kids. And she passed away like 6 years ago. And she's really someone that I have a lot of fond memories, and it's rarely ever, you know, a day that I don't think of her, because she was a very, very passionate about nature. She was really into paying attention to the moon and the flowers and, you know, just simple things of life. So I always think of her.
Yeah, I always remember Tia Vanetti, or Aunt Vanetti. She loved taking care of us, and she would, even though she didn't make much money, she would still pay her plane tickets to our city to spend time with us. Can you tell me about the person that had the most influence in your life?
Yes. My oldest sister, she was the first one that became a Christian. My grandmother was a Christian, but out of my family, my oldest sister was the first one. And my sister was a woman of prayer. And even though she was a Christian for many years, she was the only one. I just remember that every single morning before she went to work, we had a room in the back of our house outside, and she would just go into this room and close the door, and she would spend at least an hour and a half in this room just praying. And she was just praying for the salvation of my family. So, and the fruit of all of those prayers is still something very powerful, because most of my family now are Christian. I only have one brother that hasn't given his life for Christ yet, but a lot of my nieces and nephews, and I have a lot of pastors and missionaries, and I really see that as result of her faith and the price that she paid for to really see salvation coming to my family.
Mm. And what was her name?
Her name is Vera.
Vera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And what's your favorite memory of me?
You. it's just my favorite memory of you was one time when you were like 4 years old. And we were at the house, and I just remember I had a very hard week, and we were having retreats in the church, and I was very tired, and for some reason, I just broke down. I was so tired, and I just remember sitting on the floor in the kitchen, and I started crying, and because I just felt so tired. And so you came in the kitchen, and when you saw me crying on the ground, the first thing that came to your mind was that I needed to listen to some worship songs. So I had a friend in the house, and you said, can you go get the at the time, the CD player? And so you just asked her to put some songs. You said I needed that. And I just remember feeling the kitchen just being invaded by this huge piece. And mostly, not only because I'm literally the spirit was really there with me, but also because I realized that you had at that point understood a very quick solution for a moment that people don't know what to do.
All right. And what are some of the hopes you have for me and for my children?
For you? I was just thinking about that, as a matter of fact. And today, I think I said that to you at the phone today. When we called this afternoon, when you were little, you were very loving, you know, like you still are, but you like to hug a lot and very expressive. You always said how much you love me and all that. But I just remember that you used to say a lot to me like this: "Mom, I love you so much, so much." And then you always ended with this: "But not more than God." And so, and this for me, this is my prayer for you, that that God will be the center of your life, and no matter what decisions you make in your life, you know, that you always realize that the most important thing in your life is your relationship with God, you know, not just really knowing that God is there, but knowing that God is your friend and that he has to be number one in your life. And for your family, the same thing. We can't really speak about God and read the Bible and go to church, but not really have a close relationship to God. And the fact that your dad and I were missionaries for so many years, but we really had such personal relationship with God, that really changed your life and your brother's life. And that's what I want for my grandkids. It's that they can look at your life and really know that whatever it is that you are preaching or expecting for them is really that it's that you really live, you know, firsthand.
Mm. And that's the same for my children? Like, you hope?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm going to ask something more heavy. Do you have any regrets?
I have any regrets. That I let you go to America so soon. Just kidding. My regrets would be that, you know, I've been a Christian since 77, like I said. And a lot of my life, my Christian life, and it was real, but at the same time, it wasn't as genuine as I would like to be, you know. It's just like when sometimes people, they live a sacred life, and they live their regular lives, their secular life, separated. But it was, you know, a few years ago that I realized this, that all life, they have to be one life, you know. There's no separation between whatever you do that is secular and whatever you do that is for God. The whole thing should be all something sacred. Everything that we do should be something that will glorify glorify God. And so, and I think that a lot of things, decisions that I made, for example, in the younger years, relationships, dating, and all this stuff, if I had really realized the importance of really be more genuine with my faith, probably I would have walked some different paths and had suffered less and some consequences. And if I had understood that from my young age.
Is there anything you're proudest of in life? Like, what are your proudest of in life?
Okay. I would have to say my kids. My three kids. I'm very proud of who they became. And I think the main thing, your dad and I, we sometimes when we talk and we talk about you guys, we always talk about how merciful God was with us. Because as we raised you guys, God was so merciful that he really showed to us a lot of things that we did with you guys that really helped you guys to make a decision for him. And being able to be a missionary and being able to live our lives for God, you know, and being able to have you guys being a part of our mission. This is the main thing that I'm proud of, is that a lot of families, missionary families, they have their dad is a missionary, but their mom is not sometimes. They decide to do different things. But your dad and I, we were a missionary couple. And for that, we raised a missionary family. We didn't separate that. And since very early age, you and John and Christopher and Alex were very much a part of our mission. You guys were whatever we did and all of the big events and little events and church life, you guys were very much a part of it. You know, and when you get to a certain age, you guys were little in classroom, but as soon as you grow a little, you're already teaching the little kids. The missionaries came over to do community work, and you guys helped out a lot with translators. And you did all this with all of your hearts. You guys never really regret or complain that you're like, oh, my parents are doing this and that, but you guys are really missionaries along with us. You guys lived a full life, understanding that that was not mom and dad's calling, but this is our family calling. And as soon as you guys grew a little older, you start playing instruments and start working in the media at the church and always involved. And that's no bigger joy for any parent to really know that your kids understand their calling and it's really willing to pass that on.
Mm-hmm. All right. And for the last question, if you could personally choose where to live, where would it be, USA or Brazil? Like, separating job and...
Yeah. That changes with the... It depends on the day. Sometimes, now that the three of you are in America... Sometimes, some days when we really miss you guys, and so we would start thinking like, man, I wish we were there. But at the same time, we know that we have a legacy that we have to live here, and we feel like this is not the end yet. So we really trust that God will let us know exactly when is the right time to move back. And so to make the answer a little more clear. It's good there, and it's good here. It's like when we're there, when we're very happy to be there and be with you guys. But when we're down here and we're doing what God wants us to do with you, I'm very, very happy also. So like I said, it depends on the day. But,
Yeah. And, I mean, you living there also gives us more reason to visit Brazil even more, so.
Yeah.
And that's all the questions. Thank you, Mama, for doing this interview with me. And, yeah, it's good to learn more about you.
I think we forgot to say that today is December the 2nd.
Yes.
The 2nd, 2020. And so I was very good. Have to think about all those things. And very grateful that that you are going to school where you're going to school. It makes me makes your dad and I more secure just to know that you are in a good environment, and not because we send you to that school, but because you chose to go there and you were so excited, and like you said in one of the prayers that when we were together, like, how much you appreciate that God allow you to be in an environment that you can become closer to God and surrounded by good friends. So,
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mom.
I love you so, 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 so much.
Love you, Jim.
More than God. Love you, son.